Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today's sermon is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. It reads, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." I'm going to begin my reading in chapter 13, beginning in verse 1 through 6. "This will be the third time I am coming to you. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. I have told you before and foretell as if I were present the second time, and now being absent, I write to those who have sinned before and to all the rest, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified." The Apostle Paul is challenging the Corinthians, particularly believers that continue to sin stubbornly, to examine yourselves, to look in the mirror, to look at your ways, to look at your hearts. Are you demonstrating any Christ-like characteristics? These questions are meant for believers today as well. As we look in the mirror to fix our outward appearance, God wants us to look within ourselves, to examine our thoughts, examine our daily actions, the words that flow out of our mouths, our associations with people or groups that don't glorify God. Are these ungodly qualities becoming more frequent in your life? Fellow brother and sister, ask yourselves if they are. Why? What am I doing? Why am I dishonoring God, who has done so much for me, continues to bless each of us every day with every breath we take, and we may conduct ourselves in a dishonoring way? Well, this sermon is an opportunity to take a hard look at ourselves. Just as Paul stated, to examine ourselves as to whether you are in the faith, and to test ourselves. First, let's examine ourselves. Proverbs 4:26 says, "Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established." There are two paths to walk on: the narrow path God provides, or the wide path Satan and the world provides. And as a professing believer knows that we will make mistakes, it's hard to stay on the narrow path. It can be difficult. We may slip, we may fall, we may even stumble. But the focus is to get back on the narrow path. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." But just as Pastor James stated in last week's sermon, God will knock on our heart with conviction to wake us up, to urge us to get back on the narrow path. Kind of like when you're driving on a highway and you're veering off into the breakdown lane and you end up driving over those hard grids, and their urge is signaling you to get back on the narrow path. Well, those knocks that God gives get louder and louder until you get back on the narrow path. The issue Paul had with the Corinthians is these professing believers was their conduct. Just like today, the conduct of some professing believers may make one question if one truly has received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And if so, then where are the fruits of repentance? You see, professing believers should not blend in well with the darkness of this world, but be a light to expose it. And Paul is urging these professing believers to fully submit to God, to straighten out their lives, and to live for God. To examine yourself, to take a hard look at yourself. If Jesus were to return today, would he be pleased to see your heart? If Jesus were to return today, would he be pleased to see your conduct? You see, only Jesus can fix what is broken in us. And he may use other people to help us see ourselves in a new light. A light that points to him. Just as he used Paul to speak to the Corinthians. Just as he uses Paul to speak to us. 2 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10 read, "For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong. And this we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not destruction." Paul wants to see people grow and mature in the faith, just as God wants us to. But sometimes you got to call a spade, and not to continue to act on your weaknesses, not to continue to do the things that are wrong in the eyes of God. But be an active follower and draw near to God. Progressively grow in faith. As a believer, you're either growing or you're dying in your faith. You're not staying the same. And God wants us to continue to grow, continue to mature in our faith, to hold on to God's outstretched hand. Philippians 1:6 reads, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." I just want to read a passage from a book entitled The Resolution for Men. It is written by the Kendrick brothers. They are responsible for great quality Christian movies such as Fireproof, Courageous. And they're also coming out with another movie this August called War Room. The passage reads, "When you look at your life, what do you see? Do you see a history of lessons learned or failures repeated? Do you see a man who listens to instruction or resist rebuke? We should develop the mindset each time we fail that once is more than enough, and then quickly adjust our course in order not to relive the wreckage. And not keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. Examine yourselves, brothers and sisters. We may be able to mislead others, but we sure cannot mislead God, who knows everything. Jesus said it in Matthew 15:8-9. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me. Brothers and sisters, out of love, examine yourself. We are not living before men that can be easily misled, but we are living before God, our Father in heaven. You are continually being watched. Do not slack in your faith. A great example of this is when you're at work and you know that you're being watched by your supervisor. So because of this, you're doing everything according to protocol. Making all your checks and balances, you're dotting your I's. But then, once the boss turns away, once the boss decides to go off and check out something else, you become more at ease. And you may take a shortcut, one or two, to get the job done quicker. But not better. There is a saying, the devil is in the details. And this phrase is basically a word of caution about minding the details. Because if we don't, things can become more challenging and difficult, not only in our jobs, but in our lives as well. Because we didn't do things right the first time. The point is, brothers and sisters, to strive to live with integrity before God. To do the right things, even though no one is watching, but bear in mind, God is always watching. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. The second thing Paul states is to test ourselves. Without test, how do you know if you're getting better? Or in the case of a believer, how do you know if you're growing as a Christian? Well, first, I want to say that God does test us, but He will never tempt us. James 1:13 reads, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He Himself tempt anyone. God works in us. He tests us because he wants us to be more like his son. He wants us to become more Christ-like. And he doesn't want to entice us. God doesn't want to draw us away by desires. Because when a desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. Jesus said, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." It's John 13:15. Evil corrupts good habits. Be careful, brothers and sisters. Stay vigilant. There are many people or groups out in this world that will try to draw you away from God. Because the times continue to change. But bear in mind that God does not change. He was the same yesterday, today, he is the same forever. Hebrews 12:15 says, "Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. And by this, many become defiled." Examine yourselves, but God wants us to put up a fight. He wants to fight our sin nature and not automatically give into it. For example, when you see that beautiful person, you cannot help the first glance. But what about the second or the third? What about those desires that start creeping in your head? God wants us to fight this. Fight these desires. Put the image of a suffering Jesus, our suffering Savior on the cross in your head instead. Replace that desire. He doesn't want us to give in to our desires. God may test you because he wants you to stay tethered to the rock, his son. He doesn't want us to be led away by the wicked, but to obey God and to build upon the rock, the solid foundation that's only found in Jesus. I'm going to read what Jesus said in Luke 6:46-49. "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great." In conclusion, as we examine ourselves, as we test ourselves, start off with one question. Ask yourself one question: is my public and private life the same? If not, pray and seek God's help. Learn to lean more on God. You see, the thought process of a lot of people, including myself before Christ came into my heart, was to attend church services to make myself better. Like some sort of self-improvement program. But the truth is, We come to church so that we could be made better and molded into God's likeness through His hands and not our hands. Only God can soften the heart. Only God can prepare your hearts. And only God can renew your heart. Let us pray. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, thank you for this time to gather together, to look at ourselves, to examine ourselves, Father, according to you, according to your views. Father, thank you so much for sending your only begotten Son, not only to be our Savior, but to be our living example, so that we know how to live, so we know how to act and be towards other people. Father, I know it can be hard, that your work in us is not complete. Thank you, Father, for renewing our hearts, though, for changing our thought process, for helping us see things in a new way, see things your way instead of the world's way. Father, help us with our weaknesses. Give us the strength to continue to grow and mature in faith, to grow and mature in the likeness of your Son. So that one day all of our weaknesses will be changed and we will glorify you in all ways, in every way. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Now offer each other a sign of peace.